Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Thursday, January 13th, 2021 in the Gregorian calendar and the 11th of Shvat, 5782 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Let's start with some COVID-19 news. Haaretz reports that health experts are saying the latest Omicron wave of COVID is sweeping uncontrollably throughout the country and that the people who are the most severely ill are in large part the ones who have not been vaccinated. Just about 14% of Israelis who are over the age of 20 have not been vaccinated at all. And 45% of serious COVID cases in the country are turning out to be people who have not been vaccinated at all. The report says that the people who need to use life-saving machines like ventilators are in large part the people who are not vaccinated. So the studies are showing that vaccinations, though they cannot prevent you from getting COVID, are making the symptoms of COVID much less severe. Israel is planning to offer vaccines for babies and toddlers come April. Currently, vaccines are for kids 5 and older. Health Ministry International Relations directors say that the vaccine will be expanded to anyone over 6 months old. I personally have known multiple babies and toddlers that have come down with COVID-19 in recent months and then gave it to their parents. Pfizer is working through clinical trials to see if they can approve the vaccine for such young lives. They report so far that they have not found any safety concerns. Haaretz is also following the story of the bird flu happening around the country. The chief scientist at the Nature and Parks Authority is requesting and suggesting that the feeding of cranes at the Hula Lake should be stopped in an effort to reduce the spread of avian flu, otherwise known as bird flu. Dr. Yeshua Shkedi is his name, and he met with experts from the U.S. and Europe to discuss how to prevent the spread amongst migrating birds. If you didn't know, Israel is a major hub for bird migration as birds pass through from Europe and Asia in order to get to Africa, where it's warm in the winter. Israeli ornithologists say 500 million birds, to be exact, pass through Israel twice a year during migrating season. So far, 8,000 cranes have died in the Hula Lake in Israel's north in recent weeks, and it was brought to this bird population by birds that were migrating through the area. I think that we need to create a mask mandate for these feathery foes. What do you guys think? This is actually a serious matter. Cleanup crews have unfortunately been cleaning up a load of bird carcasses from the nature preserve. Dr. Shkedi says, until this point, it's been correct to continue the feedings at the lake so that the infected birds will not need to go elsewhere to find food and ultimately spread their disease around. Other small birds living alongside the cranes have been found to have the flu as well. Experts are keeping an eye on the situation, monitoring it out of fear that the illness could jump to the human population. Again, the news here is that doctors are saying starting soon, bird feedings are going to have to be put on pause in an effort to prevent bird flu from spreading and to prevent birds from being encouraged to come into contact with other birds. An 80-year-old Palestinian-American died during a raid by Israeli soldiers in Ramallah early Wednesday morning. The man named Omar Abd al-Mahid Assad had a heart attack after he was arrested during the intensive patrol and random stop-ins at his village within the last couple of raids, which happened so early in the morning on Wednesday before the sun even rose. The details come from the mayor of Jiljilia. The mayor says Assad was pulled out of his car when he was coming home from his relative's home. 50 soldiers had entered the village at this time. The man was found with a zip tie around his wrist. Reports say he'd been beaten after he was taken to an empty house and detained there. The man had diabetes and other health issues. He collapsed after his heart attack. It's not clear if the soldiers were present when the heart attack happened. Reports say that the man was found alone by some young men in the area who found him and then took him to the hospital. Now the United States are asking questions. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says there will be a full investigation. Again, the man had dual citizenship, both Palestinian and U.S. citizenship. Yesterday, we covered news that the Ra'am Party, or the Knesset's Arab Party, is refusing to vote for important legislation coming up because they want to hold back their vote in order to halt tree planting in Israel's Negev Desert. The Bedouin community thrives in this region, and they say Jewish organizations are trying to plant on their land, and they say this land is privately owned by Bedouins. The update is that Wednesday evening, things got pretty heated. Bedouins torched tires, rioting ensued. Israeli police came to the towns of Segev Shalom and Tel Sheva, where they used stun grenades to shut down the protests. Ra'am is supported mostly by Arabs and specifically the Bedouin community, so it makes sense that he's supporting them. He relies heavily on their support, and without Ra'am, the rest of the Knesset, or Israeli parliament, will have trouble passing some bills that are important to them that they're working on this season. 10% of Israel's parliament is currently out sick with COVID or in a quarantine because they were exposed to someone with COVID while on the job. If you are getting caught up on your Israel daily news, we'd like you to consider sending over a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News/support. The financial support that we get from subscribers helps us maintain our show, and it helps us continue to grow and reach new audiences. Subscribers will get a handwritten thank you note and a little poem that I write myself to let you know how thrilled we are to have your support. Thank you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. We have one link in the show notes. You can click on that. It'll take you to the page where you, too, can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. So check us out at israeldaily.news. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at israeldaily.news, as well as my personal Instagram and Facebook. That's Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it. And I'm very sensitive about that. We're also posting daily on Twitter at Israel Podcast. Check us out there. The Israel Defense Forces announced the death of 2 officers from a commandos unit. Unfortunately, the deaths were accidents. Both officers were on patrol around their base in the West Bank when they spotted a suspicious individual walking close by. The officers warned the suspect vocally before opening fire into the air as a warning. Officials say someone from their unit saw the gunfire and thought that someone had been firing at them. A third officer opened fire on the pair on patrol and killed them. The night before, the troops had night vision equipment stolen from their tents at the Nabi Musa base, and so troops were on high alert. They were told to be vigilant and that more equipment could be stolen. An IDF spokesperson says that the military is going to investigate the incident and that the IDF chief of staff, Aviv Kohavi, is on his way to the base to meet with the unit's commanders. The military announced it would offer compensation to the families of the 2 officers killed and offer compassion toward the officer who shot them. An IDF spokesperson says, "We will need to embrace the officer to take care of him, to show that we are protecting him." He, of course, did this accidentally, resulting in the deaths of his friends. Sending love and support to the officer, who likely feels an overwhelming amount of guilt, as well as support to the families of the 2 fallen soldiers, who I'm sure are absolutely devastated. The Shin Bet Security Services, better known as the Shabak, have arrested 5 Israelis accused of spying on behalf of Iran. The suspects assisted an Iranian operative who posed as a Jewish person in an effort to gather intelligence here in Israel. Some of the suspects were aware their contact may have been Iranian intelligence, but they chose to communicate with that person anyway. All of the suspects arrested are Jews with Iranian roots. According to the Shabak, the suspects took pictures and provided security analysis of sensitive locations across Israel, including the U.S. consulate in Tel Aviv. Israel has also accused the spies of cozying up to politicians to access sensitive information. 2 suspects also tried to convince their children to join the Israeli Defense Forces military intelligence unit in an effort to extract more information. The accused were all paid by the Iranian operative to offer information and support in exchange for thousands of dollars in compensation. The Shabak issued a statement saying, "We call on Israeli citizens to be aware of every attempt to make contact or irregular requests that are made virtually, particularly with figures who identify as Iranian." The Shabak last arrested an Israeli citizen accused of spying for Iran in 2020. That was just last year. Wow. Okay, now I love to leave off with some good news. So here we have some. Three Torah scrolls, or Hebrew Bible scrolls, have been returned thanks to investigative work by the Israel Police Department today. The scrolls were stolen over the weekend in Jerusalem. The synagogue administrator said that they were put into garbage bags and taken out of the building. The suspect was arrested Wednesday after detectives found them in a hidden suitcase and held in a storage unit. Each scroll is worth somewhere between $30,000 to $100,000, depending on condition or how old it is. That's a general understanding of how much Torah scrolls are sold for, anywhere between $30,000 and $100,000. Scrolls can be very precious to Jewish communities, especially when they've been saved and protected throughout difficult periods in the Jewish diaspora. I also have some good news. I saw that the head of the ADL, or the Anti-Defamation League in America, penned a blog post in the Times of Israel, and I really liked it. It was about if something atrocious could happen to the Jewish community in the United States. It was about his book that he wrote. I reached out to him. I actually made a post on LinkedIn asking if anyone could help me get his contact information. Somebody connected me to somebody who gave me his email address, and he accepted an invitation from us, so I'm very excited about it. Jonathan Greenblatt is the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League. He said he was going to come and talk to myself and all of you listening on the Israel Daily News podcast. We are in the process of setting up a time. I am going to do this on my personal Instagram page since our company Instagram page was removed by Instagram. And I am going to then cut the audio out and put it into a podcast. So don't worry, you can catch it in multiple places. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Thursday, January 13th, 2021. Tel Aviv has a low of 12 degrees Celsius and a high of 19 degrees. That's 54 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 67 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I also usually add a few personal anecdotes or professional highlights to the newsletter. You can sign up for it on our interim website at israeldaily.news. The site is functional, but will be replaced by something better in the coming weeks. But you can still go there and sign up for the newsletter and check us out. I'm going to send you off today with a brand new song for us here at the Israel Daily News podcast. I have not played it yet. It is called Money by Erica Krall and Leon Gold. I'm loving this track. I think this might be my favorite one I've played from Erica so far, the ones that she sent me this week in the new folder. Let me know what you think. Have a great and productive day, as well as a relaxing weekend. Shabbat shalom.